Richard Wakely, Festival Director of Belfast International Arts Festival. You're indefatigable. You've had funding crises this year, but you have come up with a programme that's even bigger than usual, and you launched it this morning. How do you feel about this festival? What are we meant to look forward to?
Oh, I'm really excited about it. I've been greatly encouraged by the wider public, by interest from artists from around the world, and indeed by the funders as well. And together we've put together, I think, a wonderful programme of 134 events from 23 countries over 24 days, innumerable premieres, which means that audiences here in Northern Ireland get to see work that they wouldn't otherwise get to see elsewhere.
And that's one of the things about Belfast Festival you're trying to... It's not just another festival.
Correct. It's really about contemporary work, it's about international work, but it's also about premieres. So you don't have to travel to Edinburgh, London, Paris, New York or Dublin to see the best of international arts. You can see it here on your doorstep in Belfast.
And there'll be sights, sounds and smells this year?
Oh, there will indeed. A wonderful piece of work I know you're referring to is The Kitchen, which comes from the South Indian region, Kerala. And it's a wonderful, multi-sensory, spectacular piece of work, which is a fusion of music, of theatre, but also of cooking. And cooking as a metaphor for a relationship between a couple. It's a beautiful piece of work. And the sight and the sounds and the smell of southern India come to Belfast. And yes, if you're lucky, you might be able to partake in the actual cooking itself. Or the results of it, I should say.
So have your dinner afterwards rather than before?
Absolutely.
And what else is there? I mean, you've got some big kind of plays coming to the Opera House. You've got some big concerts as well. And then you've got lots of smaller stuff as well.
Absolutely. So there's a whole range of work from the very intimate to the hugely spectacular. And I suppose at the far end of the spectacular, we're lighting up City Hall with a wonderful fusion of visual imagery and music. Dame Evelyn Glennie, who is one of our most distinguished percussionists, performing alongside the visual artist Maria Rudd, and Maria will project live art onto the front of City Hall in a fantastic piece of work called The Animotion Show. And Alan, it's free. It's free to the public, so it's a very major event. On the more intimate, well, Georgie Fame, legendary blues and jazz singer, isn't going to perform in the Waterfront Hall and isn't going to perform in the Ulster Hall. He isn't even going to perform in the Lyric. He's going to perform in the 150-seat Black Box. And that's because we're very keen on reducing that distance between the audience and the artist. So get up close and personal with Georgie and the fantastic sounds that he's been making since the early 60s.
And a whole range of prices. I mean, there's obviously some stuff will be kind of reasonably expensive, but some stuff relatively cheap and quite a lot free.
Absolutely. I mean, I think I was working it out beforehand that about 30,000 people we estimate will see free work in this year's festival. Another 30,000 odd will pay in, but the average ticket price is about £12. So we take the issue of access and inclusivity very seriously, and we're trying to keep prices down because we know in these difficult economic times, you know, that households' own economies are very hard pressed, and there isn't that much money around, but there's certainly, I hope there's no excuse not to get involved.
Part of the arts economy is not just getting local bums on seats, but also then trying to attract wider tourism and things.
Yeah, yeah.
Does Belfast Festival have a reputation that people will be looking for that programme?
Well, it's a growing reputation. I mean, we've got a lot to catch up on in terms of Edinburgh and Manchester and Dublin, but there definitely are signs we're doing so. I mean, our reach across all media is 10.5 million now. I know people who have seen our work as far afield as Brazil and in China. And yes, we do record the stats, so we know that there are visitors to the festival that come from beyond Northern Ireland.
And any last little eclectic things that you want to kind of bring to people's attention before they sell out?
I think a really special event will be the American journalist Lindy Prickett introducing to us her wonderful new media work, which is called We Are Angry, and it's an online graphic interactive novel. So it's reimagining how we access literature, how we access stories, but equally it's also a very devastating story of the rape of a young girl in Delhi. And of course, Delhi is very sadly the rape capital of the world. And I think the remarkable thing, not just creatively about We Are Angry, is that her work has become something of a political movement as well, inspiring young women across India to question the authorities, to question their own safety and security at home. And of course, it does have resonances beyond India as well. I think it'll be a very special event. It's at the Brian Friel Theatre on Friday the 23rd of October, and the Brian Friel Theatre is at Queen's University.
And the festival is running this year kind of towards the, basically from mid-October to the very beginning of November.
Absolutely. So it's actually earlier than that. On the 9th of October, we open with Conor McPherson's critically acclaimed piece, The Night Alive at the Lyric, and it runs right through to the 1st of November in a closing weekend, which includes our own Northern Ireland Opera with Turandot, a wonderful collaboration with BBC Radio 3, presenting the next generation of international musicians, and our own Cara Dillon in concert.
And if folk want to find out more, BelfastInternationalArtsFestival.com.
That's correct.
Or look for Belfast Festival on Twitter and everywhere else.
Absolutely.
All the best, Richard.
Thank you so much, Alan. Cheers.